Francis Leach, hello there.
G'day, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. In golf, young Australian golfer Minji Lee wins her first LPGA event. How young is Minji Lee?
Yes, the first of many, expected to be many. She's 18-year-old girl from Perth who claimed her maiden US LPGA title overnight with a two-shot win at the Kingsmill Championship. It didn't come easily to her, Fran, because she had to wait overnight to do so. So she had to go the extra day after she'd been through 16 and a half holes on the final round, and then conditions deteriorated to the point where she had to wait. But returning to play the last two holes after the weather delays, the former world amateur number one overcame a bogey on the 16th green to post a final round 65, 6 under and a 15 under total. Then she had to wait to see whether Alison Lee, the American, had a chance to catch her, but she had a birdie finish, but the 20-year-old could only par the 17th and then bogeyed the last at that point, and it was Minji Lee's first LPGA title, which will set her up for what looks like a long and fruitful career. They start very young on the golf course, but success can come quickly with talent like that, Fran.
Yeah, there's a lot of young talent there in the women's tournament, isn't there? In the NRL, meanwhile, the Panthers pinch it at a Manly on a Monday. They won't be happy at Brookvale.
Oh, yeah, they did indeed. They won't be happy at all. Matt Moylan crashed the party, really, for Brett Stewart. He put on a bit of a clinic, Stewart. He scored two tries and also become Manly's highest ever try scorer in that game at Brookvale. And they led for 70 minutes before Moylan changed the game. He kicked a game-leveling penalty with just 8 minutes to go and then landed a 38-metre field goal inside the last 6 minutes to give the Panthers a win. It snaps a winning streak for Manly. They've won their last couple, but they're still at the bottom of the table. And it also, just in that performance, although Josh Dugan appears to have the inside running for New South Wales as the fullback in Origin, both Stewart and Moylan have put their hand up to suggest, hey, if required, we are ready to play. And just on that, it looks like that Laurie Daly is set to gamble and back under fire halfback Trent Hodkinson when he announces his State of Origin team today. He might be paired up with Mitchell Pearce of the Roosters in that halves combination, which will be crucial to New South Wales' determination to defend the title they won last year. Both players, if they question marks over Origin performances in the past, but from all reports, it looks like Daly is going to get into camp and work with these two, a non-club combination, to see if he can come up with the formula that might produce another Origin win for New South Wales after they finally broke the drought last year, Fran.
Okay, Francis, thank you very much. Talk to you again at 7:30.